When I was a child, there were two sorts of lavatory paper, hard and soft. Each sort was available in little folded sheets or on a roll. In those days, consumers had a real choice. And as far as I was concerned, my parents, who bought the hard sheets, always made the wrong one. Things are not so straightforward now. On the shelves of our local Sainsbury's, loo paper takes up a whole aisle, occupying as much shelf space as the entire contents of the grocer's shop from which my mother used to buy the offending hard sheets. There are soft, super soft, quilted, double velvet, and softer and thicker. There's economy, medicated, recycled, soft recycled, recycled from 100% low-grade waste, and something called green care. Most of these come in a variety of pastel shades: mint green, honeysuckle, snowdrop white, peach, and rose pink. Also in honey and champagne. You can have your loo paper enriched with aloe vera or with vitamin E. You can have it organic too. Some papers have patterns on them and are called things like bouquet and chantilly. In addition, there are wet wipes and a new product offering advanced personal hygiene. If this is choice, I don't want it. And it seems that neither do most other consumers. I read last week that 70% of shoppers over 40 would like to turn the clock back to the good old days when there was a genuine choice between a small number of products that were actually different. What consumer choice has come to mean is that we all spend longer than necessary in the supermarket. You need dishwasher detergent? Then you must pick your way through 5 different brands, each of which offers a choice of powder, liquid, gel, ultra powder, concentrated liquid, and tablets. Most of these options are also available in citrus flavour. Even if you have a preference for a particular product, finding it may not be easy. Try looking for the plain coleslaw, if your supermarket has such a thing, among the premium coleslaw, country coleslaw, lightly dressed coleslaw, coleslaw with cheese, coleslaw with prawns, low-calorie coleslaw. It is hard to see who benefits from this ludicrous system. The demand for lavatory paper and most of these other items is inelastic, so the endless variety does not make people buy more. Instead, the manufacturers launch a never-ending series of products, 90% of which will not survive. The supermarkets feel obliged to stock everything, making their stores unmanageably big. And instead of basking in choice, the consumer is faced with a confusing array of almost identical products. There may be a few people who are excited by the fact that they can now buy a tin of tomatoes variously flavoured with garlic, chilli, herbs or fennel, and there may be some who enjoy the hours deciding what to buy. But looking at the harassed and worn faces in my local Sainsbury's, they are few and far between. This is Lucy Kellaway for the BBC's World Business Report.